Good morning and welcome, whoever you are and wherever you come from, as you join us online this Easter day as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The hymn, Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia.
Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Almighty God, to whom all desires known and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, Have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. Grant that, as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help, we may bring them to good effect, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 65, beginning at verse 17. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 shall be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Easter Anthems.
Oh.
epistle is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, beginning at verse 34. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
The gradual hymn, Sing Choirs of Heaven, Let Saints and Angels Sing. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Jesus Christ according to St. Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women who had accompanied Jesus came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered Jesus' words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of our risen Lord. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. However, as today's gospel begins, no one quite understands that yet. Mary Magdalene came to the tomb this morning, not to rejoice, but to weep and mourn. The man whom she believed to be the Messiah, the eternal King, the Son of God, had been arrested, beaten, humiliated, and killed like the basest criminal. How could it be, she must have asked herself, that one so good, so wise, so holy and loving could have been so wrong about who he proclaimed himself to be? Did Jesus suffer from delusions of grandeur? Were Jesus' claims to be the Son of God just metaphors? And if that's the case, then of what exactly are we disciples? One might answer her that Jesus' teaching was the point, and it's true that if the world one day woke up and took the teachings of Jesus seriously, if every single human being began to love God with heart, mind, and strength, and love their neighbours as themselves, then planet Earth would immediately start to look like paradise. And if everyone followed commandments like give to all who ask of you, and let someone strike you 70 times 7 before striking back, hunger, violence and poverty would become distant memories, unimaginable concepts from the bad old days. And if everyone lived in a state of constant prayer, if everyone were aflame with the love of God, all lives would overflow with meaning and joy. And yet, after nearly 2,000 years of Christian history, after the Holocaust and Stalinism, after wars begun in Yemen and Ukraine, we humans seem to be more inhumane to one another than ever. If the innocent continue to suffer and die, even in an era in which the Bible is the most read book on the planet and Christian churches can be found in every corner of the globe, then how successful has Christ's teaching been? Thus far, it seems that the only person who wholly took it to heart was Jesus himself. And if Jesus' ethical teaching were the entire point of his life, it doesn't seem to have changed the world very much. The problem isn't that Christians haven't heard the teachings of Christ, but that we have a bigger, more pressing force pushing us away from obedience to him. Behind every human decision to seek revenge, to hoard our wealth, to look out for number one, to never give a sucker an even break, lies fear. Fear that perhaps
I won't have enough for myself. Fear that if I let others walk all over me, I'll be trampled on. The fear of violence and privation is ultimately the fear of death. Our mortality looms over us and keeps us from trusting in the words of Christ. In a protected world, we would be selfless, but here and now, we tell ourselves self-preservation must come first. Writing to the Corinthians, St. Paul tells us that if Christ had not risen from the dead, our faith would have been in vain. If there were no Easter morning, if the resurrection of Jesus had not happened, then Christians would be, of all people, most to be pitied. This is not because the resurrection was a personal relief for Jesus. This was not a disaster narrowly averted. Like a patient who dies upon an operating table, but is resuscitated by doctors. Nor is this because the resurrection is a display of Jesus' great power or proof that he is indeed the Son of God. Instead, if the resurrection had not happened, Christians would have been the most pathetic bunch of all time, St. Paul says, because the resurrection of Christ is God's answer to all human suffering, is God's solution to injustice, is God's destruction of all of the evil and horrors of the world. For in the resurrection of Jesus, every single one of us is freed from the power of evil and death. The wisdom of the ages, from Plato down to the Lion King, would tell us that life is a circle. Death is a natural part of life, and at death, the soul merely begins a new journey. For Christians, however, these are nothing but platitudes and lies. From the biblical perspective, death is not natural. It is the enemy of life. Death is nothing but the ruin and destruction of human beings. Humans, as God created us, are spiritual animals, embodied spirits, body and soul together, and to separate the body from the soul is to tear our humanity asunder. Nearly 2,000 years ago, a kind, loving rabbi named Jesus died. He bowed his head, his body went limp, and his soul descended into the darkness of death. It was the same tragic destruction, the same horrific rending of body from soul that millions of humans had suffered before him. But on that day, something astonishingly new also happened. For death, as St. John Chrysostom famously says, took a body and received God. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took that which was seen and fell upon the unseen. At that moment, the darkness of death received not only another dead human, but also the fullness of God. The darkness of death was suddenly illuminated by the blinding light of Christ's divinity. The coldness of death was set aflame by the heat of God's love. The emptiness of death was filled by him who is the source of all that is, and death simply could not hold Christ. This was not a victory for Jesus alone, for at that moment, Death itself was blown apart, reduced to ruin, utterly vanquished. That moment began what St. Paul refers to as the defeat of the last enemy of God, the destruction of death itself. There are ancient icons of the resurrection which show Christ bursting forth from the tomb with the gates of death shattered at his feet. In these images, Jesus is not alone. He holds the wrist of a withered old man in one hand and the wrist of an ancient woman in the other. It is Adam and Eve, symbolic of the whole human race, whom he pulls from their tombs. In the resurrection of Christ, all human nature is redeemed, is freed from the power of death. Before the resurrection of Christ, the reality of death lay behind every suffering and sadness. But after the resurrection, suffering becomes a temporary tragedy. Before the resurrection of Christ, the fear of death was the most rational thing in the world. After the resurrection of Christ, we are freed to give ourselves fearlessly to others. Before the destruction of death, heroism was foolishness. Self-sacrifice was insanity. But now, in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, we are free. Free to share with him in his perfect love for others, his perfect forgiveness of others, his flagrant self-disregard, as he gives himself in love to family and friends, to annoying co-workers, to people with tiresome political perspectives, to the poor and suffering, to enemies and those who hate him. Easter is the greatest of all Christian feasts because in it, human nature is transformed. We are freed for total love, total goodness, total generosity. On Easter morning, we are invited to accept this reality, to allow it to actively transform our lives, to start afresh, to begin anew. In the resurrection of Christ, we are offered the gift of eternal life, freed from the burden of fear, and invited to share in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. And so St. John Chrysostom proclaims to hell and death, "Christ is risen, and you are overthrown. Christ is risen, and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life reigns. Christ is risen and not one dead remains in the grave. For Christ, being risen from the dead, is become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and dominion unto ages of ages. Amen." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We believe in one God. The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. We pray for the Church as we celebrate Christ's resurrection. Today we especially remember this group of parishes and the parish of St. John Lurgan. We pray for all Christian communities that they may experience a renewed spirit of commitment and faith. Wherever there is religious persecution, darkness or despair, may the golden dawn of the resurrection transform all things. Lord of life,
fill us with your love.
We pray that in a world which we have filled with violence and hostility, the joy of resurrection may be made known. We pray for Ukraine and other places where there is war or conflict. We pray for love in response to hatred, for trust in place of suspicion, and for reconciliation where there are tensions and division. Lord of life,
fill us with your love.
We pray for our local communities, our schools, businesses and homes. May the light of Easter illumine the shadows of our relationships so that the love which conquers death may bind us together in a spirit of mutual respect and understanding. Lord of life,
fill us with your love.
We pray for those who are ill, those who are lost, those who are weary or sick in body or mind. We pray for those who are frightened or who are without faith to sustain them. We pray for all victims of natural disasters. Give your Easter peace to all who are in need, that they may find life and wholeness in your saving strength. Lord of life,
fill us with your love.
We remember those who have died, those whose faith sustained them in life. May we too rediscover the hope which makes us fully alive and attuned to the power of your risen Son. Lord of life,
fill us with your love.
Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. Not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. Same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. For gracious Lord, so do we confess your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that he may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. The peace which Jesus brought through his rising again on Easter day be with you all.
And also with you.
Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn. At the Lamb's high feast we sing praise to our victorious King. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate peace.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And above all, we praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us. By dying, he destroyed our death. By rising, he restored our life. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image, male and female you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension. And we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great High Priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church, and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Living God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection have delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily unto sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his risen life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God,
Almighty God,
we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to you who believe the gate of everlasting life. God the Son, who in rising from the grave has won a glorious victory, give us joy as you share the Easter faith. God the Holy Spirit, whom the risen Lord breathed into his disciples, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. The recessional hymn, Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem. Go in the peace of the risen Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Amen.
May I thank you for joining with us online for today's service and wish each and every one of you a very peaceful and blessed Easter.
service next Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, at 10 o'clock in Annahilt and 12 noon in Mara Hamlet. There will be the service Risen with Christ, which is an Easter devotional of Easter hymns and readings. Thank you.